WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. There are now contested races for all three Bryan City Council seats in this November's election. The roles will be reversed from 3 years ago in single-member District 1. Now, the incumbent, Richard Cortez, defeated Al Sines by a margin of 76-75. Another former councilman, Mike Sutherland, is running for mayor against incumbent Jason Bayensky. And two newcomers, Perry Stephanie and Kevin Davenport, are seeking the second district spot that's opening because Paul Madison is term limited. The filing deadline for city and school board elections is the 26th. College Station school board members have two meetings the next 2 days. Both involve November's bond issue.
The trustees' first meeting is this afternoon at 4 in the central office. In addition to resuming discussion on what might be included in the bond issue, trustees will also consider establishing a new health and wellness program. An employee committee recommended a contract with AeroFit Health and Fitness for 1 year, with the option of 2 one-year extensions. 11 vendors were contacted and 7 submitted a proposal. Tomorrow evening at 6, trustees meet with the City Council at the District's Transportation Center on Rock Prairie Road. The bond issue is one of 3 items on the agenda where action could be taken. Last month, council members and school administrators discussed a new natatorium. Also up for considerations, the sale of the College Station Conference Center to the school district. The center was closed by the city in July of last year due to structural issues, and the district has the right of first refusal to acquire the property. In addition to the natatorium, CSISD voters could be asked to approve a bond issue that, among other things, would build a 9th elementary school, expanding Timber Academy into a center of alternative learning, and relocate support services to a new building. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The seasonal spike of moving is underway. In the city of Bryan, Environmental Services Director Eric Zaragoza reminds residents they can place behind furniture and other bulky items.
We have weekly pickup for those types of items, which we consider is called brush and bulky. As most people are aware of, we service your residential can, the container you roll out, your rollout cart, once per week, but we also show up to your curb once a week picking up your brush and bulky. So the material that you're talking about, you would put that out by the curb, and basically you'd go to work in the morning and come home, and it'd be gone.
As for computers and other electronics and paints, as well as other chemical-based products, Zaragoza says the next household hazardous waste collection is October 5th, and anyone, regardless of address, who has recyclable cans and plastic and paper products can drop them off at a city-operated site near the Walmart off Briarcrest. The 60th Annual Texas Association of Broadcasters Convention included 2 awards for Bryan Broadcasting. Operations Manager Tucker Young says both were for public service.
Several years in a row, we've won the Lone Star Leader Award, which commemorates the stations that do the most in giving to public service campaigns throughout the state of Texas, things like the Army National Guard, things like the TABC and initiatives they have. And it's a great point of pride to be able to say that we do a lot to support those campaigns.
The Texas Army National Guard also recognized Bryan Broadcasting for exceptional contributions to its promotional campaign. And we would like to congratulate this year's Texas Broadcaster of the Year, KBTX General Manager Mike Wright, who was honored at the TAB convention. A local lawyer is developing a new academic success program that aims to help kids through an unusual strategy. Read by 3 Director Daniel Hernandez says starting this fall, a total of 30 families at Anson Jones and Ben Milam Elementaries will participate. But this program's unique because it doesn't focus exclusively on curriculum.
Our emphasis will be the families. That's what we're going to work on because that's the most vitally important institution in our society. And I think we've missed that over the years in our efforts to educate our children. And we've taken away the role that the parents can play, or we've not emphasized it enough.
Hernandez says Read by Third will put some responsibility back on the parents to help their children learn while equipping them for success, broadening their vision, and providing a network. More details are at WTAW.com. And officials at the University of Texas at Austin are singing the praises of donors for the record amount of money they've given to the school so far this year. The $396 million UT has raised breaks the school's single-year fundraising record by $30 million. University President Bill Powers says there's still some time to add to that total.
Even with a month to go, we've surpassed our previous highest year in fundraising. It's at a rate of over $1 million a day.
More than 90% of the gifts were for less than $1,000. The largest pledges include $50 million from the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation for the Dell Medical School and $25 million from Terry and Robert Rowling for a new building for the McCombs School of Business. WTAW News Time is 8:11 at 77 degrees. We'll have this look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
Hey everybody, this is Mark at Sovac City. I have a very important question for you. Do you have a bag in your trash can? Why? To keep it bacteria free and from stinking. Well then why are you running a vacuum without a bag? A bag in your vacuum filters the air better, keeps it from smelling, and doesn't make a cloud of dust when you dump it. Come on over to Sovac City and let us show you the full line of vacuums with bags. And if you really don't think you need a bag in that vacuum, we have those too. Sovac City, in front of HEB and College Station and on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162.
We're going to continue to deal with warm temperatures this week. We have a stalled frontal system over the northern part of the state. North of that, the air it just isn't quite as hot. High pressure stretches from the Florida Panhandle out over Florida, and that system's controlling our weather. We'll have sunshine today with a high of 95 to 100, maybe an isolated thunderstorm to cool us off late today. Clear tonight, 75 to 80, sunny tomorrow, 100, sunny Wednesday, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, as you mentioned, and I don't know that we're done with filings yet for city offices, but the District 1 Bryan City Council race will be interesting. The incumbent is Richard Cortez. He'll run for re-election. The challenger is Al Sines, who used to have that seat and lost it by one vote.
Yeah, I was going to say it was one real close one.
One vote. I think around the city hall they called him Landslide Cortez. For the week. I believe they said that in chambers at one time. But nonetheless, that if nothing else, they always tell you, you know, if you want to vote, you need to go vote because it could make a difference. So we'll see what you said. That was like 76 to 75. Is that right?
I think that was about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we'll see there. So let's see how many people vote in that race next time. That will be of some interest. But there you go. Eddie Colson will join us a week from today in this time period, the superintendent of College Station Schools, to talk about stuff that'll be on the ballot for the bond, which will be in November. They're having, as you've heard on our news, they'll have a chit chat today as council, as the school board, and then tomorrow a joint meeting with the College Station City Council to talk about stuffs out there. Hey, remember AOL? AOL?
You got mail.
Wow, that was a long time ago. Listen to this commercial.
America Online introduces new version 4.0.
There has never been a better time to get online.
How that? The easiest just got easier.
I sent the messages.
I can customize my email.
My niece sent me a picture.
If you have a phone line, you can be online.
It's the easiest way to keep up with old friends.
Everyone I know is on it.
We've spent over $1 billion to create a state-of-the-art high-speed network. Uh-huh. And with 56K, connections are faster than ever.
That was good when it started.
It's the ultimate local guide.
New 4.0, check it out.
It's my connection to the world.
America Online, so easy to use, no wonder it's number one.
Yeah, well,
Did they say 56K?
Yeah, of course, man. It was rocking at 56K.
It was better than nothing.
Yeah, okay, and that was back a while. Since that time, things have not necessarily gone especially well for AOL.
No.
But one of the things that they tried to do is localize news coverage. I mean, they worked really hard at that. Because they bought this thing called Patch. Now, Patch was developed by Tim Armstrong, okay? Tim Armstrong and two other guys developed Patch, and Tim ended up being the CEO at AOL. Now, he says that he recused himself from any of the negotiations, and he asked that his money be put into stock at AOL, so you know he wasn't necessarily lying in his own pockets. But anyway, so they bought Patch. The idea, theoretically, was for you to be able to get hyper-local news. Now, it never really took off in Texas. I don't know where it took off. In fact, I don't think it took off at all because things not going so well over there with hundreds of Patch staffers facing layoffs as the news service continues to slide. And it's not just them. During a meeting about the layoffs, which was also airing over a live conference call, AOL CEO Tim Armstrong fired an executive for taking his picture. Okay, I'll play it for you in a minute.
That's dodgy.
His name is Abel Lenz, and he was taking a picture. Got that? Is that like that? Okay. He said, Abel, put the camera down. You're fired out. Okay? We're going to listen to the audio because what he's doing is he's talking to his staff at Patch about the real world in Patch and what the future holds for him.
Okay? If you don't use Patch as a product and you're not invested in Patch, you owe it to everybody else at Patch to leave. If you think what's going on right now is a joke and you want to joke around about it, you should pick your stuff up and leave Patch today. And the reason is, and I'm going to be very specific about this, is Patch from an experience, Abel, put that camera down right now. Abel, you're fired. Out.
I mean, there you go. That's it.
Maybe he has problems at home or something.
After pausing about 5 seconds, he continued the call as though nothing had happened. And after a few minutes of talking, Armstrong explained, and the reason I fired Abel before was I don't want anybody taking pictures of this meeting, comparing it to the privacy of the sports team's locker room. So there you go. Things a little uncomfy at AOL. How would you like to be one of their largest stockholders and hear that go down?
Well, I learned on Friday, they still have like 4 million people that are on AOL.
Yeah, I know. I forget. I sent somebody an email the other day, and they had an AOL email. I went, wow, cool.
You're the one.
Yeah. So, by the way, while we're talking about all that tech stuff, if you're waiting for Apple to release its next iPhone before you upgrade, you may not have to wait much longer.
Oh, yeah?
The website All Things D, pretty reliable source when it comes to iPhone rumors, and it's reporting that Apple will unveil its next special event on Tuesday, September the 10th, the next iPhone. Nobody for certain what changes to expect with that next iPhone, but it seems safe to assume it'll come up with a faster processor, obviously a better camera, and a possible fingerprint sensor. Okay, Apple fans also looking forward to a formal introduction of iOS 7. So, see how that works. It's the new phone. QVC. Gosh, they're not. Yeah. Do you know anybody? Have you ever bought anything from QVC?
Nope. That's where Mike Rowe got his start, though.
Well, a lot of people. Yeah. Barry Diller, who had been a movie executive, basically. Is one of the people who put a lot of money into QVC to get it going. And I got to look that up. I hate to do that, but I need to see who started that thing because I think he has a famous wife. I don't know who it is, but we'll look it up and see it in a minute. Anyway.
Who started
QVC? Yeah, QVC. We'll find it in a minute. In the meantime, tacky, yes, it's the Jackie Kennedy Collection. The New York Post says daughter Caroline Kennedy is unhappy with the New Jersey-based manufacturer Cameras and Closs for selling unauthorized jewelry, watches, and sunglasses under Jackie O's name. The manufacturer has a disclaimer on their website, but no disclaimer runs on QVC. The shopping network won't release sales figures, but a spokesperson says the Jackie Kennedy line is one of QVC's most popular programs.
Well, she was a good-looking lady.
Yeah.
Good-looking.
But again,
fashion
should
sense.
You be able to use that to sell stuff?
It.
But again, it's QVC.
Joseph Siegel, but it doesn't say who he's married to.
Oh, no. Yeah, Barry Diller is who I was thinking of. Anyway, let's see what else. Also, Disney unveiling a wagon load of new stuff at their annual press event over the weekend. First, there's the new Disney animation movie in the works called Zootopia.
Huh.
Which will be out in 2016.
Will it be traditionally done or computerized?
It's described. Well, I'm sure it'll be. It's got to be CG.
Diane Fustenberg.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
The model lady.
That's her. It's described as Furstenberg, probably. But it's described as being in the tradition of Mr. Toad, where animals wear human clothes. There's also a Finding Nemo sequel called Finding Dory. Who is Dory?
I'd watch it. That's Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Well, no, I meant who's the fish? I mean,
she's the blue fish.
Oh, of course she is.
She's the dingbat fish.
Now when you say that, I know. Okay, and also Diane Keaton and Eugene Levy will be part of that, supplying the voices of Dory's parents. That'll be out around Thanksgiving in 2015. And if you like the new Disney movie Planes, there'll be a sequel called Planes, Fire, and Rescue, which will be out next summer.
Uh-huh.
Other Disney news, Tim Hiddleston and Christina Hendricks will be added to the new Disney ferries called the Pirate Ferry.
Hmm.
That movie will be out in spring of next year.
Sounds exciting.
I guess so.
I know more about fairies
than you want to know.
That's it. Well, but again, you have a daughter of that age, and so that's understandable.
Well, I didn't know until recently that their names were what they did. Tinkerbell is a tinker fairy. She fixes things. That's why she's Tinkerbell.
Oh, I thought it was good. Okay.
Yeah.
Glad it's not Tinkle.
Oh, good grief.
And are there others, or is that all you know?
Off the top of my head,
that's
yes.
Fine.
I'm only slightly pathetic,
okay.
Not full-blown
okay,
pathetic.
He could probably describe what they look like to you, but that's
okay.
Not.
So now, do you keep a diary? John Gad's diary spans 66 years. It's 21,000 pages, weighs half a ton. 151 volumes document everything from what he ate for breakfast to his thoughts on death of the LP. That's a long play record. You name it, it's in there. He's 83 years old, spends roughly 3 hours a week adding drawings, newspaper clippings, even food wrappers to his diary. And he can find anything in minutes, he boasts, thanks to an index that he spends 2 weeks updating each December. The index, along with 10 of the diary's volumes, now on display as the largest personal diary ever in Great Britain. He said, I can't stop now. It'd be a shame to look back so many years and wish that I had not known what had happened. To put it into perspective, his diary is 8 times longer than War and Peace.
But handy if you ever get Alzheimer's.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Very nice.
Thank
one
you.
Of the diaries
get your
many,
grandkids' names.
Actually, one of the diary's many uses is settling family arguments. He said, my wife Barbara and I are always arguing about who we met, when we met them, how old they are.
I hope he writes it in pen.
She has a wonderful memory, and I have a very bad memory, but I've got my diaries, although I have to say she's nearly always right. So she gets to play the told you so card on him. Yeah.
On stuff he's written.
Yeah, on stuff he's written, yeah. So there you go. It's some little guy in Great Britain.
That's cool.
Well, I guess it is. It is. So they asked people in Britain. They polled 1,500 of them to see which they thought were the worst fashion faux pas. The worst fashion faux pas. Number 6, crop tops. Okay. Number 5, harems. What is a harem?
Those are, harem is the British word for like MC Hammer pants.
Oh, like really, really baggy?
Well, and a specific shape, like Princess Jasmine wears. Actually, they're very popular in India. I have a pair of pants like that, but... They came into style about 2 or 3 years
ago. Is it like what Jeannie wore and I Dream
yes.
of Jeannie? Okay.
Yeah, except right, usually like black okay. and made out of the same material as yoga pants.
Okay, finally found something I could relate to. Okay, number 4 is velour tracksuits. God, when was the last time you saw one of those? Seems like it's been a while. Low slung trousers, oh yeah. Number 2, platforms for men.
Yeah, back in the 70s.
Okay, and number 1 would be socks and sandals.
Yep.
I've worn socks and sandals.
Well,
I'm not
color?
Gonna.
The color of the socks has something to do with it too. You know, I mean, if you're doing white socks, you're doing black socks.
See, I like white socks with Birkenstocks.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while?
Wow.
Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Stocks appear headed for a lower start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Wall Street is coming off a losing week, and the futures suggest we'll see more selling as the Monday session gets underway. There was some disappointing data out of Japan overnight, and investors are still uneasy about the Federal Reserve's next move. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal say the outlook for economic growth has improved some, and the prospects for a downturn have diminished. The experts say the economy is still far from good, but it is likely doing well enough for the Federal Reserve to start pulling back on its stimulus later in the year. BlackBerry's board of directors just announced it is exploring strategic alternatives for the mobile device maker. Those alternatives could include the possible joint ventures, partnerships, or a sale of the company. We may get our first look at Apple's next iPhone in just under a month. The Wall Street Journal's All Things D says Apple is expected to launch the new device September 10th. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He gets everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses. I hope. She's gonna be okay. Right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news.
Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens. Answers.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Some scholars believe that humans are inherently warlike, with civilization reigning in those urges. But anthropologists in Finland have found evidence to the contrary. Douglas Fry and his colleagues at Åbo Academy University analyzed past studies of nomadic foraging societies, which live much like our prehistoric ancestors.
People just assumed there was a lot of war in the past. And instead, what we found was that actually there's not all that much killing going on.
Of the killings that did take place, 55% were one-on-one homicides, and 85% took place within a self-contained group. And the reasons, when they could be determined, were often personal, like revenge and romantic rivalries. The study suggests that, if anything, human nature is more vulnerable to crimes of passion than to organized attacks on other groups. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G. Normandy Tractor.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. What College Station School District voters will be considering in a bond issue this November is a topic for Board of Trustees meetings today and tomorrow.
The list of projects CSISD voters could be asked to approve in the bond issue includes more renovations at Consolidated High School, pay for deferred maintenance, safety and technology upgrades, purchasing buses and vehicles, and build a new auditorium. The Aquatic Center is a common theme when the board gets together this afternoon and during a joint meeting with the City Council tomorrow evening. This follows school administrators visiting with council members last month. Trustees and council members could also finalize the sale of the College Station Conference Center to the school district, which has the right of first refusal to acquire the property. In July of last year, the city closed the center due to structural issues. Back to today's meeting, CSISD employees could be getting a health and wellness program. A committee reviewed proposals from 7 firms out of 11 that were contacted. The board has been asked to approve a contract with AeroFit Health and Fitness for 1 year, with the option of 2 one-year extensions. Today's board meeting starts at 4 in the central office. Tomorrow's joint meeting with the City Council begins at 6 in the CSISD Transportation Center on Rock Prairie Road. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
3 years ago, Richard Cortez was elected to the Bryan City Council by one vote. The man who lost by margin of 76-75, Al Sines, has filed to return to the single-member District 1 seat. That means there are opponents in all three races in the November election. Running for the District 2 seat being vacated by Paul Madison, who is term limited, are Kevin Davenport and Perry Stephanie. And Mayor Jason Bienski is running for re-election, opposed by former Councilman Mike Sutherland. August 26th is the deadline to file for city and school board elections. WTAW parent company Bryan Broadcasting received 2 awards at this year's Texas Association of Broadcasters Convention. Operations manager Tucker Young says one was the TAB's Lone Star Leader Award, and the second was from the Texas Army National Guard for exceptional contributions to their promotional campaign.
Broadcasting has to be more than just entertainment. It has to be giving back to causes that do something for the community, and that's something that we have always taken to heart. And it's always nice to get an award from your peers for saying that you're doing what you love to do very well.
Honors at the 60th annual convention also included KBTX General Manager Mike Wright being presented the award for Texas Broadcaster of the Year. Regardless of where you live, you can take advantage of the City of Bryan's Recycling Center. Environmental Services Director Eric Zaragoza says they serve a couple hundred vehicles a day and they process 1,100 tons per year.
Your plastics, your ones and twos, you take your cardboard, your aluminum cans, your steel and tin cans. We also can take your cell phones. If you have an old cell phone, you can drop it off there. We'll take that from you. The bags that you get from the stores, I know sometimes that can be, I definitely know it can be a nuisance, especially at the landfill when the wind picks up and it blows these all over the place. So We offer a place for those to be taken to at the recycling center also.
Those who live in Bryan with proof of residency can also drop off up to 8 tires a year at the recycling center. Zaragoza says the next household hazardous waste collection event will be October 5th. It's been an exceptionally good fundraising year at UT Austin. In the current fiscal year, the school has raised a record $396 million. University President Bill Powers talks about how the money may be used.
It will be used according to the donation itself. So somebody who donates might donate to the engineering school. They might donate to a particular program in the English department.
Powers says the record-breaking gifts will also be used to help make UT the top public research university in the nation. There will be a new program this fall at Anson Jones and Ben Milam, which hope to help kids learn success skills to use the rest of their lives. Rebuy Third Director Daniel Hernandez, who was inspired by his own family's journey from poverty to success, says the goal is to create a better understanding between schools and parents and get parents involved with their children's learning.
How do we go about helping the families in a way that's different from just handing out a backpack or handing out food. Those issues will be addressed. There are a lot of programs across the country that are emphasizing programs on helping the children read. I think what makes this unique is that we're focusing on the family.
Hernandez says they are seeking sponsors and those interested in joining as volunteers and networkers. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to the program website. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 78 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving business for 33 years.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations: South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround? Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing? Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
836, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
The hot weather here in the month of August continues as high pressure remains out over the Gulf of Mexico and the cool weather remains up off to our north. That's the way it's going to be for the foreseeable future. Sunshine today, 95 to 100. Isolated storm could pop up this afternoon. Generally clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine around 100 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, mainly clear, 75 to 80. Sunny weather on Wednesday, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
He's the boss.
Hey, Texas broadcaster of the year.
But not this year.
No, nope, former.
The general manager. He's.
Think you gonna get away with it? Not up in here.
Not up in here.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Oh, do I have an announcement of great, both personal and private and public importance.
Wow.
There is a work crew on Briarcrest right now, and while you may say to yourself, so?
That's not news.
This work crew is picking up orange cones.
Oh, really?
Huzzah. They are picking up all the orange cones. Our long day of beep, beep, beeping at night is over.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful?
I may not come into work today. I may just drive down the new right turn lane, make a U-turn, come back out, drive down. Do you know that at the intersection of 29th Street and Briarcrest, we have 7 lanes?
Wow.
7 lanes. Yeah. Now, coming the other direction, that's strictly Villa Maria bound. I don't even know what direction that is. I guess it's kinda.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's 7 lanes.
So,
and
yeah.
It's just, I'm just a Twitter. I'm giddy.
Because, you know, this on that fourth Wednesday in December, which will be Christmas Day, you probably can go out and roll the windows down and do U-turns and cut donuts and all that kind of stuff now. Right out there.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Mr. Downs do a donut.
Yeah.
I just have a sense of freedom that just feels like it has come over me, and seeing that truck with guys driving down Briarcrest, tossing all those orange cones into the back.
I was kind of that way earlier this year when they were redoing my street after I had to scrape the clay off my truck and wash out my garage four times. And yeah, so I know I know the feeling. So that's kind of fun. And
so I leave everyone with the sage advice that was told me when this project started. You know, drive safely, don't text and drive, and don't plan on making any left turns.
Very nice. So, how's the kitchen while I got you on the phone?
Well, Lily and I are still speaking to each other.
Good.
That's a good sign.
That's good. Not often, but we are speaking to each other.
She didn't want to go to Austin with you, but she sure didn't want to stay in that kitchen either. So.
There were, honey, you can come with me or I'll leave you a list.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty big threat. Yeah. But the kitchen, we counted. Would you like to venture a guess as to how many kitchen doors and drawers we have in our kitchen?
32?
45.
Oh, my, that's way too many.
Oh, yes, that certainly is. Yeah. But we painted them all. We have hardware on them all, bought locally, of course, and we have them all rehung and reinstalled, and only one drags. And I figured out what's wrong with that, so I will be fixing that.
Very
so
excellent.
I'm just saying, we are those people.
And
now the bathroom starts next.
Oh.
That's okay.
Are y'all gonna get a sign a show onto a DIY network or something?
Please.
We never want to relive this again.
No. So now, Kit, is there anything in, because as folks know, Mike Wright, who we used to call Redheaded Boy, but he's not anymore, so we can't. Was named as the Texas Broadcaster of the Year by the Texas Association of Broadcasters, and I believe he was introduced by you.
Well, yes, it seems only fair.
So was there anything that was particularly humorous or unusual that you said in introducing him, or did he get back at you in any way that you could share?
No, we pretty much slammed the boy to the carpet.
Good.
He was, he was without words. I discarded my prepared notes. As you might guess.
Did you do that dramatically while everybody watched or not?
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Okay.
It just wasn't striking me right. But he had his children there, Mason and Macy.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought I would simply address my comments to them.
Very nice, yeah.
And after ensuring that he had indeed told them that I had won this award first, I did tell them that there was much hoo-ha and hoorah that goes along with this thing, and for example, he gets this wonderful plaque, and he also gets this picture that they'll be running in the paper someday.
Oh, yeah,
although they never did it for me.
Uh-huh.
There's this, that they get this little, a little commendation from the board of directors of TAB. And also he gets a $200 gift certificate to Toys R Us.
Well, more importantly, has he usurped your title of area man?
Wait, you didn't get that, Kat.
No, I heard it.
He set him up. Yeah, but he set him up because he didn't get a gift certificate.
Let
me
explain this to
Catherine. It's just so the kids would.
I was talking to his children. And,
I see.
But, you know.
Yeah, but I was sitting here thinking, are you still area man? Or is he going to take that away from you, too?
No. Ben will always be area man.
No, he's area man in perpetuity.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
They used Mike's real name when they wrote about him in the newspaper.
Oh, I see.
KBTX manager Wright wins award.
Gotcha.
Wright wins award. You know, I win an award. Yeah. Area man wins award.
Yeah. Okay.
But not
I do
fair.
Have to.
Yeah.
But isn't it cute to think that in Catherine's world, that when you win Broadcaster of the Year, that you would expect to get a Toys R Us gift certificate?
Yeah, I think that is good.
What's wrong with that?
We have to go now because I want to place a call to the reigning Texas Association of Broadcaster of the Year award winner.
I believe that.
Here I am.
Thanks a lot, Has-Been. We appreciate the time.
I was going to say, you're already being jilted.
Godspeed.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Now it's time to move on because you're not important anymore.
That's right. Let's go. See if we can... He may not take the call. He may be too busy, you know, actually. So.
Well, he is the Texas Association of Broadcasters Man of the Year.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't get a Toys R Us card. I mean, I'm not impressed.
Hello?
I don't think you pushed enough.
No, that was somebody calling in. I thought I was going to, because I was in the midst of connecting the call, as a matter of fact.
I was going to say, it didn't sound like nine digits or 10 digits or whatever.
All right, let me go back in here. This is so much fun. All right. Okay. Have to turn that down because we don't want you to find out what his phone number is.
Can I tell by the tone?
Oh,
we're
good.
Sorry. Your call cannot.
He's already had to change his phone number.
Did you press 9 to dial out?
I thought I did, but maybe I didn't. It wouldn't be the first time. Okay, let's try again. Here we go.
He's become so popular already.
That's right.
He's got to unlist his number.
Probably not. If Chase Murphy is listening, he's nodding and smiling somewhere. Always told me I did so well when I was dialing the phone, especially live on the air. See if he's got caller ID. If that's the case, he's not going to pick up. So. Yeah, see. Because, I mean, we're not going to produce an audio open for him.
He could be drinking coffee or trying to chew peanut butter
actually, he's probably bought donuts for his staff again, which is normally what he does. We don't have time to listen to his voicemail, so there you go. Okay. Well, congratulations once again, Mike. Thanks for not returning our calls. Obviously, we're not important enough, but that's fine.
We're not winners.
That's right. We're just somebody who knows people who win.
Green Teams welcomes Capture Technology at Crescent Point to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Capture Technology at Crescent Point uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Mowing a big yard like ours can be a real pain, so when the folks at Sioux Falls Prater told us we could cover ground faster and be cozier on a John Deere X700 Series lawn tractor, we were skeptical. But after that first ride, we were believers, because the X700 Series rides smooth as butter. Plus, it does more than just mow. Tons of attachments that Sioux Falls Prater allows to do almost anything around the yard. And seeing how comfy it is, I think my husband's found his new favorite seat in the house. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see him online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. If you're looking for the best selection of bargain-priced vehicles, stop by Varsity Used in Bryan today. These vehicles move fast, so don't delay. We have all makes and models of quality pre-owned vehicles priced at $10,000 or less. Write a check or let one of our many lenders assist with financing. But you must hurry in now for the best selection. There's no better time to own a bargain-priced pre-owned vehicle from Varsity Used. Come see us at 2300 State Highway 21 in Bryan. Call 979-778-3408 or visit varsitypreowned.com.
Good morning, 8:46, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Want to live like a real-life heartthrob? The opportunity can be yours for just $7.4 million.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, RadarOnline.com reports a property once owned by Steve McQueen in the Pioneer Mountains has hit the market. Place boasts a two-bedroom, two-bath log cabin, adjacent home with a bar, dining room, library, and one-and-a-half bedroom.
This is just a house for sale. I thought you said it would make you a heartthrob.
Well, no. If you want to live like a heartthrob.
Oh.
Yeah. Be warned, the Idaho winters can be excruciating, and once admitted that the snow falls, you basically can't get out for 5 months. So, there you go.
But you can ski.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Or you can shovel out.
And if you can afford that kind of a house, you can probably afford
you. Hello.
Hey, Scott. Ben didn't tell you about the most exciting award given at the TAB.
What was that?
Lily won a Kindle Fire.
Do what?
Wow. Yeah. That's cool.
Is that right? He didn't tell us that.
Why did she win it?
Yeah.
At a dinner where they had door prizes.
Really? Okay.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
We were sitting right there with them. So.
Amazing. All right. Thanks. See you. Okay. Bye. Wow.
I think she was still talking, Scott.
Okay. Thanks. Also, Barbie's got a brand new designer bag. Coach has partnered with Mattel to give Barbie dolls a whole line of collectibles.
Good.
Because after
Lord.
All, the doll itself isn't expensive enough. Let's go ahead and add Coach handbags.
Just have materialism injected into our childhood.
And Dooney and Burke and Dolce and Gabbana and all those got to be coming.
Got some more, yes. Coach just
the
latest.
By the Kardashians.
Here's what else is going on. Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Bill Blass, Vera Wang, Oscar de la Renta, Dior, and Versace all getting in on that.
Versace?
Sure. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what you want to do, because you want kids to really, really understand what the real world is about.
Wow.
If you don't have Versace, whatever. Also, there's a new trend in Detroit. As if things weren't going bad enough, crooks impersonating cops.
Great.
Police being robbed, people being robbed at gunpoint by thugs who are wearing bulletproof vests and carrying badges. In one case, customers at a gas station beaten and robbed by men posing as police and driving an unmarked Crown Vic. Happening so often, the real police have given residents permission not to pull over for any police car that is not clearly marked.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard they're even robbing news reporters who go down there.
Well, that's that happened in the Bay Area as well. That's but, I mean, do you understand? They're telling people they don't have to pull over unless the car is clearly marked.
So you got trouble.
Would you say that this has dropped into like a third world country
type
situation?
Yeah, pretty much.
Golly.
Well, speaking of police, there's a thing that I saw a quick report on that's happening in Houston. And people are getting stuff stolen out of their car.
Oh, sliders?
Yeah.
Okay.
What they do is while you're filling your car up with gas, they pull up in the pump next to you. And you usually don't lock your car.
Uh-huh.
While you're paying attention, you grab the gas. This is mostly for women. But as you're filling up, you know, you turn around, you work in the pump, they right. open the car door, take your purse, and leave.
Oh.
And there's surveillance video after surveillance video after surveillance video, and it's creepy.
That's it. I mean, you know, that's the deal, is they've got nothing else to do all day but sit around and think about stuff like that.
Yep.
Come up with little ideas like that. And, you know, as it happens in the big city, you can bet it's going to be happening
here,
too.
That's why I said something. So lock your car when you're filling up.
Yeah, you can do that. Take your little what do you call it?
Your remote fob?
Yep. Knock that thing down there. All right. Or just take your keys out and lock your car if that's what you have to do. Jeff Foxworthy's American Bible Challenge has been renewed for a third season on the Game Show Network. Features Kirk Franklin as the musical co-host.
I love him.
Wait, who is he?
He's a musical co-host.
Oh, okay.
He writes music.
Okay, they'll both be back for a next season series of one-hour shows.
I didn't realize all musical guests were pukers.
I didn't either. CBS. Okay. CBS is apparently working on a new TV series based on The Wizard of Oz. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
What could that be about? I thought we knew the story already.
I think it's goes into a little more depth and some more backstory.
Oh, okay. Because we wanted backstory. Because Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have, right? America told me that,
wow.
So it must be true.
Listen to Radio Ricky today.
You know it. In San Bernardino, California, some burglars returned to the scene of the crime to return the things they stole.
Well,
they realized the place they robbed was a nonprofit.
Really?
Yep. Candy Stallings, who runs the San Bernardino County Sexual Assault Services Office, says the office has no sign on the door identifying itself in order to protect victims who might be seeking its services. So, easy to understand why the crooks didn't realize what they were robbing. They climbed in, disabled the security system and motion detectors as they went, and made off with several computers, monitors, and other valuables. Sure enough, after Stallings had been called about the break-in, went in, had a look at what it was, and then she received another call. The burglars were back to return the stolen goods with a note. We had no idea what we were taking. Here's your stuff back, and we hope you guys can continue to make a difference to the people. God bless. Oh, my gosh. Although, they did have about $1,000 to repair and damages. She is grateful that the folks at least had a change of heart.
I know.
They're kind of bad guys.
Yeah.
Is that it? Kind of bad. It could be girls. Anyway. So, as if scaly skin conditions weren't bad enough, researchers have found evidence that those who suffer from psoriasis may be at a higher risk for other serious diseases like to their vital organs, like their heart and their lungs and their kidneys. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania discovered that compared to patients without psoriasis, those with the condition were at risk to have at least one additional major medical disease. Okay, there you go. The heartbreak of psoriasis ends up being a whole lot more
exactly.
than you thought it was. All right, I don't know who these people are, but consumers are about to get a break on gas pumps. At the gas pump, they say gasoline prices typically head lower after a peak summer driving season, and despite the little blip on Friday, wholesale prices are reflecting September levels are slumping. Coupled with ample supplies, we're supposed to look at gas to fall to about $3.40. What are we paying right now, just by the way?
Anywhere between $3.38 and $3.54.
That's it. Hello?
Yes, Scott, it's Mike Wright.
There
calling.
He is. It's Mike Wright, the reigning Texas Association of Broadcasters, Broadcaster of the Year.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. A few things have been more humbling than attending that ceremony, I can tell you that. That was really nice.
Of course, the bad thing is it was Ben Downs who was saying all those things about you.
Well, no, you know, and here's the deal. He promised he was going to be very nice, he was going to pretty well play it straight, but he can only do that for so long before it went gunny sack really quickly. And But it was very nice what he did say. Some of it was true, and you all know some of it was not.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so how are the kiddos feeling about those Toys R Us gift certificates?
Very nice, except I think it was upgraded to something else, someplace I hadn't heard of before that Mary Mike committed me to with my daughter. So,
very good. Yeah. Well, yeah, glad to do that. But anyway, it's kind of a neat deal, and if you consider that this is a family that is transgenerational in media because his dad for years ran the newspaper, and now you moved over to electronics, and it's a great deal. It's a great deal.
Started out on the radio side while he was running the newspaper in Mahia, and then somehow wound up in television. So you
were the juggernaut of Mahia Media, basically, right?
Pretty much. We had a corner on the market there for a while until I was fired the only time in my life when I was a junior in high school.
What did you do to get fired?
They changed ownership and went a, quote, different direction. That was my first, that was my first venture into the radio world about that term, different direction. Actually, I've used that myself a few times.
I'm just saying, you've gone ahead and picked up that phrase as well.
I've been different directed a couple times.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It's part of the business if you're in it long enough. Anyway, congratulations to you. And
thank you.
It's going to be a memorable year, that's for sure.
Quite an honor. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate it.
See you later. Bye.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.
Mike Wright.
Not area man.
Yeah, because I was concerned.
No, we don't have to worry about that. And, of course, as you understand, you know the story of area man, do you not?
I do, yes.
Basically, Ben did something important and then was diminished to just area man.
Well, continued to do something important. And what it was is obviously headline writers. That's the problem. Quite often, headline writers not nearly as plugged into what's going on as other people who've been here. And all that they saw was, somebody that couldn't be his real name, Ben Downs, actually had won something. And so the headline writer decided to just call it an area man had won such and such. And so he became area man. And then, of course, when he was reelected to the NAB board, then we made sure that they said area man once again.
So it went from area man to area man.
Area broadcaster. I don't know if you saw that. That was in
that?
The Eagle the next day.
Oh.
Area broadcaster. Now we have area man and area broadcaster.
Now, see, that a stroke of genius on the part of the Eagle because now we can tell
the
difference.
Well, we know the second time they did it on purpose.
There's a pecking order.
I'm wondering if they actually meant to do this.
Well,
I'm wondering.
Well, because
you'd think they would have to.
And you know, before we're all gone, Mary Mike will probably be broadcaster of the year. Then you can say area lady. But, you know, with Mike, then obviously you can't do that, and there does have to be some sort of delineation between the two.
We have area broadcaster.
I like that.
Love
That's
it.
Great. Way to go, Eagle.
Dad, Meatball has a swimsuit on.
And I think he wants to wear sunglasses, too.
He must be ready for our summer sales event, where you can get a new Ram truck from Team Dodge starting at $21,288. Or a new 2013 Jeep Wrangler for $329 a month.
Nice price.
Plus, we've got 2013 Avengers for $17,988.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Please, if you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
How can you get your kids to open up and talk to you? Find out foolproof strategies in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. There are also articles on fun and effective school fundraisers, immunizations, plus a family-friendly fall calendar of events. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
Finally, this is cool. To encourage people to take a break from work, the Dutch beer brand Amstel and its ad agency created a vending machine that rewards people with free beer.